This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Marie Miller. And today, Marie, you have your hat on as an Episcopal Church member. How nice to see you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here, Kate. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So there's an event coming up, which is something which I would describe as being on our sort of community calendar. It's an annual event that's incredibly well established now. It's been going over 10, 12 years, little break for COVID, unfortunately, but it's now a very established sort of part of our annual events in the community, and that's the St. Luke's Episcopal Harvest Hoedown. And you're going to tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so the Harvest Hoedown was established in 2012, and it is a fundraiser, and the fundraiser is for community, our ministries, some of our ministries. And I'll just name a couple that are actually community-oriented. One, of course, is the Bread of Life Food Pantry. The Episcopal Church started that many years ago, but we now have so much help from other churches and community members that keeps it going. But it's housed at our facility, and so it's one of our biggest mission.
And, of course, just to pause on that for a moment, the food pantry has been invaluable to all sorts of people in our community during what have been kind of tougher times recently. It's no secret and that more people are struggling than they ever have before. And the food pantry has really helped to tide some people over. And of course, you have connections with Friends Feeding Friends and so on. So it's really a very important support mechanism for our community in times that maybe not for long term, but just to kind of get you to the other side of a difficult
moment. And what is so nice about the food pantry is there's no questions asked. There's no qualifications. Anyone who feels that they need food can come. And it's started as a very small, and now it's just a huge community ministry. And the facility has just continued to grow and grow and grow.
And it's incredibly well organized and run these days. It's like a machine. It is.
And we're in the process, too, of we'll be soon having a remodel of some of the facilities. The kitchen that's in the Jubilee Hall is going to be a lot more workable for, the whole operation of the food pantry. And so that's going to be completed before the end of the year.
And the Hoedown is an integral part of sort of supporting the basis of the food pantry.
Yes. In addition, the suicide prevention has been a huge ministry of our congregation, coalition and training. Another one is the Seed of Hope, which is a jail ministry for medications and counseling, etc., for inmates. In addition, and I know it's a part of the food pantry, but I think it's a huge ministry, is the Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets for all of the families in the community that can benefit from them. So everyone has the opportunity to have a nice Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So what you're really saying is that this is very much a local fundraiser for local people to benefit from. So it's the community coming together for the community.
Absolutely.
And indeed, you know, I mean, we talked about the importance of the food pantry, but suicide has been something of way too high prevalence in our community. One is too high, but we've seen very high numbers of suicides in our community, and it changes a community like nothing else. And so anything that we can do to come together to prevent that has to be a good thing.
Exactly.
An interesting ministry, going into jails and talking about what kind of things are offered through that jail ministry.
Like I said, medications, counseling, those types of things.
So some additional support other than just finding yourself locked in a cell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And so the event itself.
Yes.
It's on Sunday, the 8th of September.
Yes.
And it's at Bomber Mountain this year.
Yes. And we've had it at Bomber Mountain for the last several years. We really liked having it down at the Crazy Woman Square, but we got the weather forces out of there several years ago. And we are also having problems with bees and hornets and things like that. So it's just so much more workable at the Bomber Mountain. And the kitchen, commercial kitchen is there, which makes it really nice as well. So we don't have to worry about those things. And they've got, you know, tables and chairs, and it just works out really well for us to have it there.
And it's on a Sunday, and I believe you told me before we started recording here that it starts at 4 o'clock.
Yes, it's always on the Sunday after Labor Day. It starts at 4 o'clock. We have live music. We're really excited about our live music. The Kraft Brothers from Sheridan, who are amazing, will be providing our entertainment that night. They will play from 4 to 6, but during that 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we encourage people to come, enjoy the music, browse our live and silent auction items, and then we're having a barbecue dinner at 5. So it's barbecue brisket, and then salads and desserts, and nothing's better than a church dinner with everybody's favorite recipes. And salads, dinner, or desserts and beans and those kinds of things, rolls. And then 6 o'clock will be our live auction. And we've got some wonderful, wonderful live auction items. Brandy and Auction Service are so kind to offer their services to do our live auction. And they're always a ton of fun and do such a great job as well. In addition to that, we also have a raffle that's going on, and we're raffling off 2 $500 gift certificates to Sports Lure.
Those are and I know that you have other things that are much more significant than that, but what a great opportunity to get a $500 gift certificate from the Sports Lure.
Right, and also Buffalo Bucks and gift certificates to some of the eating establishments here, so pies, all of those things.
And you have, some very high-end and significant other items coming up for auction too. I mean, this is not, you know, a sort of a church bazaar raffle
right.
type event. There's some significant in quality things that you could pick up.
Exactly. Do you want me to go over some of
those? Yeah, why don't you tell us that? You know, maybe just pick 3 or 4.
Okay, so one of that we have is a HF Bar Dinner for 8. And it's an evening at the HF Bar. It's from June to September. We have a pie per season. We have a Basque dinner for 8, and it's an authentic Basque dinner. Includes wine, appetizers, homemade bread, and desserts. A side-by-side four-wheeler guided tour of the Bighorns for 4 to 6 people, provided by TJ Tabigi of Bear Track Outfitters. 22 tons of road-based gravel from the 41 Ranch. A private tour of the Firearms Museum at Center of the West in Cody. This is also really awesome. A Dubois retreat for 2 nights at the Novotny Cabin in Dubois, with tickets to the Military Vehicle Museum. And it includes meals hosted by Marilyn Novotny. And if anybody's ever eaten her gourmet cooking, she's an amazing cook. A day of fly fishing at the Todd Ranch. We have a casserole and dessert per season. Some paintings by and pictures by local artists. A dinner at the TA Ranch for 4, and a historic tour. A spa package from Salon 202. There's other items as well.
You have a whole host of wonderful things, and
yes,
the opportunity, I guess, is for people to come together. You get to see, you get big numbers come out for this. As I say, it's really on the community calendar these days, and you have big numbers come out, and it's an opportunity to catch up with all those people that you maybe see in the grocery store, in the aisle far away, or that you only see once a year at this. So how do people attend? Do they need to get a ticket?
Yes, so tickets are very affordable. They're $20 for adults. I don't know where you can go get that full range of dinner for $20, but $20 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under. Those tickets can be purchased at the St. Luke's Episcopal Church, 178 South Main, or from any church member or at the door. And then the raffle tickets are 1 for $10 and 3 for $25. They too can be purchased at the church from a church member or at the door.
On the evening?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I know it's a great event. There's a clearly a tremendous amount of work goes into it, both before, on the day, and then after, but with all these great auction prizes too. So thank you so much for explaining this, and I really hope people, I encourage people to go and have a really wonderful evening on Sunday, the 8th of September.
Thank you so much, Kate. We appreciate your support and having us on your program.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.